We're going to read some verses from the Word of God tonight. We find them in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. We're reading together from verse 27. Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 and verse 27. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. When the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his inspired, infallible word to our hearts. Just want to draw your attention for a few moments tonight to Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. "Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you." Those words, "according to your faith be it unto you." And of course, the Word of God gives us instruction in regard to faith. And the Bible leaves us in no doubt as to how important faith really is. For example, in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Everything else about Simon Peter had failed, but his faith hadn't failed. And it could not fail, because his faith was involved in the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." If the faith of Peter was so important that the Lord Jesus Christ made it a matter of prayer, then the faith of the Christian is tremendously important to the Lord. Some expressions in the New Testament cause us to understand the importance of faith and the importance that the faith of the Christian is. For example, Romans 14:23, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." And again, Hebrews 11:6. "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him." And surely that would lend great importance to faith. Nothing could possibly be more important than the faith of God's children. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, the Apostle John said this, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And if a Christian's faith overcomes the world and gives him victory, then how important such faith is to the Bible-believing believer. Of course, believe in the Bible deals with heart faith. When we look at the word belief, or believing, or believe in Scripture, Jesus asked here in the context of Matthew 9, these two blind men, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" And they answered, "Yea, Lord." And touching their eyes, Jesus said in verse 29, "According to your faith, be it unto you. And what a wonderful expression this is. Here, in this verse of Scripture, words from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like saying, write your own account on the check. Write your own amount on the check. You draw from the bank of heaven. These two blind men were going to receive according to their faith. They would not receive more than they believed, or more than they asked for. On another occasion, Jesus made a similar statement about an individual. He said to the centurion, of course, who said, speak the word only, and thy servant, my servant shall be healed. And the Lord said to him in Matthew chapter 8, he said, go thy way as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. The Lord Jesus Christ was saying essentially, you will receive as you have believed. You will receive according to your faith. So very much depends upon our faith. Faith is something that is vitally important as far as the Christian is concerned. If we ask small, we will receive small. If we ask large, we will receive large. Jesus said, it is according to your faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. And as we think about this, I want you to think about a number of things that faith, this faith relates to. First of all, it is faith in relation to salvation. The Bible puts more emphasis on this subject than any other, that salvation is by faith. It's by faith. Thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. The Lord spoke that statement a number of times, but he spoke it there in Luke chapter 7 and verse 50. And of course, he spoke it to different people. Thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. And here in this context in Luke 7, he spoke it to a woman of bad character who came to Jesus with that box of costly ointment worth a year's wages. And she broke the box and anointed the feet of Christ and wiped them with her hair. And she mingled her tears with the ointment. And the Lord said to this woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. The box of ointment didn't save her. What else she did for Christ on that occasion didn't save her. Her faith saved her. And she went away in peace. The Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of yourselves. It's through faith, and there's a great contrast there. It takes out baptism, it takes out good works, it takes out giving, it takes out church membership. According to your faith, be it unto you. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5 and verse 1. No one can be declared righteous in God's sight but by faith. No wonder the Lord Jesus Christ said to these two seeking men here in Matthew 9, according to your faith, be it unto you. Romans 10:17 is another verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not by seeing, but by hearing the word of God. It's not by sight. It's not by feeling. It's not physical. It's spiritual. It's not seeing, it's believing. Faith, the vital ingredient. Remember the Lord said to Thomas, and he was a doubter, of course. And the Lord said to Thomas in John 20:29, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Not seen and yet have believed. It was said that during a time of great drought. They were trying to conserve water. All the water they could, they were trying to conserve it. And the cattle, of course, were walking into the little ponds of water and they were muddying up all the little ponds. And much of the water was being wasted that they were seeking to conserve. And so the cattlemen, they devised a special trough with an opening in it. And they anchored it around the edge of the little ponds of water they were trying to conserve. Took a good many pounds to press that trough down into the water. But when the weight of the cattle would press upon it, then the water would come through the open place and they could drink. The cattlemen were trying to get the cattle to walk onto it. There was the trough, but no way for the cattle to get the water unless they would step on to this little platform. There they were, quizzically looking at, all gathered around. And finally one of them ventured out. And of course, if you know anything about cattle, you know if one goes, they all go. And when they did, the trough filled with water. And they bent down their heads and they drank. The salvation described in the Word of God that we have before us tonight, bought with the precious blood of Christ, made a reality in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God, can only come when we, by faith, step out on the promises of God. And then the fountain of life opens up and the water of salvation freely comes to us. According to your faith, be it unto you. Faith in relation to salvation. But then there's faith, secondly, in regard to sureness. You see, the Lord not only wants us to be saved, but He wants us to be sure that we're saved, to know that we're saved. There are many people who have difficulty with this. And some people wrestle with this almost all their days, filled with doubts and fears. But the Lord wants us to have confidence in Him, to know that our salvation is as secure and as eternal as His book, as everlasting as His throne, as immortal as God Himself. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw near with a true heart, listen, in full assurance of faith. Full assurance of faith. Not partial assurance of faith. There's no perhapses or maybes here. It's full assurance of faith. By faith in the promises of God's Word. How much assurance do you have? How much do you need? How much do you want? According to your faith, be it unto you. And just have as much assurance as your faith demands from the promises of God. Peter, who knew what it was to backslide, he knew what it was to get away from God and to deny His Lord. He wrote this in his epistle, 1 Peter 1:5. Listen to the words. Who are kept by the power of God through faith. That's the key. Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. A Christian's faith brings him eternal assurance. Eternal assurance. Group of students of botany, they discovered that there was a little plant that was growing over the side of a cliff. And they wondered how they could get at that plant. One suggested the only way they could get to it was by letting someone down with a rope. And he could pull out this little plant from the crevices of the rock. He said to a little boy who came past, son, we need that plant for our study. Would you go and get it? Would you? We'll hold the rope and we'll lower you down and you can get the plant and pull it up to us. You're not very heavy. And if you would do it, it would help us greatly. The little boy thought for a moment, then he looked at these students and then he said this, I'll do it on one condition. And they said, what's that condition? that my Father holds the rope. My Father holds the rope. And so Daddy held the rope and they let him down over the cliff and they got the plant from the crevice. There's no one whose faith Satan has never assailed. He will dangle us over the fire of hell, as it were. But thank God, according to the Word of God, our Heavenly Father holds the rope. He holds the rope. We've got security. Because the Bible says, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. I was getting the children in Ballycloran just the other Sunday, a little lesson. And I was saying to them about the two hands. If you take the thumb as being us, and you take this hand, the left hand as being the Lord, and put it over the Lord Jesus, securing us. And then you take this right hand, and that's the Father. There's a double security. Double security. There's the thumb there, working away. And I had the kids doing this on the Sunday morning, just showing them what it is to have this security, this full assurance. You think of David's son Absalom. And David was greatly distressed and grieved because of what Absalom had done. Yet the Lord devised means whereby his banished would not be expelled from him. God has a means he uses to bring back his children, even who have wandered from him. Sometimes it's at the side of a little cot, or sometimes he does it in a lonely cemetery, or in a period of darkness and one's experience of difficulty. God is a means of bringing back his children. And God brought Absalom back to David. And this old book that we have before us tonight teaches that whatever God doeth, he does it forever. When we're born again and when we have imparted to us a new nature, and our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit, he puts us into his family. And those ties can never be broken. Well, there may be a lack of fellowship with the Lord on our part. There may be a wandering on our part. But the union cannot be broken. Security, sureness. According to your faith, be it unto you. It's one other thing, and I just have time for this tonight. But it's also in relation to supplication. We get answers to our prayers according to our faith. Look at Matthew 17 for a moment. 17th chapter of Matthew and verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 20. And it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The Lord Jesus Christ here is talking about moving mountains. Faith like a grain of mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. And if you had a handful of mustard seed and planted an area just the size of here, this Jubilee Church that we're in tonight, you could gather a trailer loads from that handful of seed. You'd gather a great harvest from it. And of course the Bible says in Matthew 13, 31 and 32, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The Lord is saying, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, the least of all seeds, even a small degree of faith, we can move mountains. We can move mountains. We don't need a lot of faith to see great things done for God. If I were to ask today, tonight, how many of us ever had a prayer answered and were surprised when the answer came, many of us would have to say, well, that's happened to me. Do you remember the church in Acts 12? And they were actually praying for Peter to be released and for Peter to be delivered from prison. And then when he came and Rhoda came in and told them he was at the gate, he said, you're mad. And then when she insisted that it was Peter, he said, it's his angel. You see, they didn't believe that the answer had come. And they were praying. They didn't think God would answer. And how little the average Christian cashes in on this great avenue of prayer to the throne of grace according to your faith. God will answer prayer. The Bible says in James 5 and 15, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. And the prayer of faith has saved a lot of things. It saved many a soul. It saved many situations as far as our lives are concerned. It saved many a testimony. The prayer of faith has saved many other things. And you know, we're on a building project and I look out of my study window most days and can see what's happening and how the building project is going on. And we're praying that God would give us the faith to believe that all can be accomplished, to see that building erected. That God will strengthen our faith even in that building project. It stands even at this present moment an answer to prayer. It may be a mountain to some people, but thank God it stands and answers to prayer. According to your faith, be it unto you. I've just mentioned a couple of others, but I'm not going to go into them tonight for time, but this faith is in relation to the salvation of souls. According to your faith, how many of us have people in our families and among our friends who are not saved? Who are not saved. I think of that passage in Mark 4 where the four men brought the palsied man to Jesus and they broke up the roof and they lowered him down. And the Bible says there in Mark 2 and 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, my son, sins be forgiven thee. He didn't say just that he was healed, and he was healed. But he said that thy sins be forgiven thee. And it was according to their faith. The Lord saw their faith, the Bible tells us. But I'll tell you, they put legs to their prayers and they had faith and works. And the Bible teaches us that faith without works is dead. And there are people who pray in a prayer meeting and that's very good, but they never do anything to get anybody into a meeting. But those men put legs on their prayers and they physically brought that man down into the place where Jesus was. They brought the man to Jesus. And we need to start doing that. Bring people to Jesus. Bring people into the church. According to your faith. And what a moment it was when that man was able to throw the bed over his shoulder and walk out of that house. And what a moment it must have been when he met the boys coming down off the roof who had let him down into the midst. What a glad time that must have been. I was reading an illustration of a woman, true story of a woman who came to the preacher and said that her three boys were lost on the way to hell. And the preacher was very forthright and he said to her, Lady, the reason why your boys are lost is because your eyes are dry. Your eyes are dry. And she went home that day suitably chastened and rebuked. And she got before the Lord. She said, Lord, in this room will I stay until you have given me the assurance that my boys are saved. And in a few hours, her oldest boy knocked the door and he said, Mom, are you sick? And she said, no, not physically, but sick in my heart. What do you mean? He said, because you and your two brothers are not saved. She unlocked the door and he fell on his face by his mother's side and he said, Mom, would you tell me again how I can be saved? And right there and then he came to the Lord. And the next morning, around the breakfast table, you see the son there, the oldest son, he looks at this plate and he looks at his two other brothers and he says, we've broken our mother's heart because we're not saved. And he said, I trusted Christ last night. And then he went round to the two other brothers and he spoke to them. And before the breakfast was over, he had led both of them to Christ. They're all saved. And you know, according to your faith, be it unto you. Trouble is, we come to meetings and we don't believe that people are going to get saved. We pray in the prayer meeting before. We go out into the meeting and we go out and say, there's nobody saved tonight. But not much wonder, because we don't believe if God's going to do it. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. May God give us the faith, the belief that all things are possible to him that believeth. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts tonight for his name's sake. Amen.